Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wearing a scarf. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear a cloth resembling the commonly worn scarves over the hat and the turban. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has supported this fact in the chapter titled Taqannu in his Sahih Bukhari. This provided shelter from the blistering heat of the sun. Similarly, the hadith concerning the details of Hijrah, that is the migration to Madina Munawwara, reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the home of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala at midday whilst he had a cloth covering his head. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of his home and he had a brownish color cloth on his head. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to cover his head with one end of the sheet that he was wearing. Note that this hadith indicates that besides the hat and the turban, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to wear another cloth on his head which resembled a scarf. Sayyidina Watila radiallahu ta'ala narrates that it is a sign of intelligence to cover one's head during the heat of the day. Hence, it is sunnah to use a scarf, etc., to cover the head during hot summer days. The trousers. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he once accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the marketplace. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the cloth merchant. He gave him 4 dirhams, that means silver coins, and purchased a trouser. Note that this hadith indicates that it is not contradictory to the sunnah to go to the shopping centers to purchase one's necessities. The Anbiya alayhi salam used to go to the shopping centers for their needs. Sayyidina Suwayd bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala narrates that whilst they were in Mina, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to them and he bought a trouser for them. Scholars opine that no hadith distinctly informs us if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wore a trouser or not, as it is generally worn, as he generally wore a lungi. However, one should only buy something if one would need as a necessity. We can therefore conclusively prove that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam possessed a trouser. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also left behind after his demise a trouser. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was wearing a trouser the day he was martyred. Hafiz Zainuddin al-Iraqi rahmatullah alayhi narrates that a certain hadith distinctly supports the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did actually wear a trouser. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi also feels that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did wear a trouser. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi also writes in Fathul Bari that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore a trouser. The hadith of Sayyidina Suwayd ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala is reported in the famous 4 books of hadith other than Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. The hadith of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu is recorded in Ibn Hibban, Abu Ya'la, Tibrani, Darqutni and Ibn Asqar. Imam Suyuti rahmatullah has also recorded it in his Jami' al-Saghir. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq to understand. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.